Matthew chapter 16, two verses this morning. It's great to be here. Hello? Wow, like I look forward to getting on the plane. I'm like excited, not about the food. I'm excited about seeing my wife, really excited about seeing my wife when I come home. I'm excited about what she cooks. Because you get tired of chicken bones. Every day, chicken and rice, you know. Then I really get excited when her and I come to church. Like to be back with the church is an amazing sense of God's life and presence. So the plane, and it comes up. Now, please don't take it wrong about the wife thing, okay? Then my wife, the food, and then we come to church on this day. So Matthew 16. I want to speak about the church this morning. And I didn't know anything about a church, actually, until 1977. And I walked into the Marriott Hotel, and I saw people worshiping God and singing with guitars and heard the Bible. I had never heard any of that stuff before, but it was exciting. And since then, I love the church. Don't you love the church? Yes. Love the church. Satan hates the church. We love the church. Amen? We love the church, the body of Christ. Matthew 16, one verse here. It says, "And I say unto you," verse 18, "you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Then Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians is such a great epistle about the body of Christ, the church. Verse 23, chapter 1, speaking about the church, the last word of 22, the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Father, thank you this morning for your life in the church, the head, Jesus Christ, of the body. We thank you, God, that we are your body. Thank you, Jesus, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Help us never to be familiar with the church, be familiar with our brothers and sisters in Christ. We thank you. Bless our time this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. We didn't get the map up yet? Okay, that's okay. That's, huh? It's behind me? Oh, wow. Well, we just came from West Africa, and we had two conferences, one in Ghana and one in Togo. And Togo it's amazing. We had 1,000 people. We had 2,300 people come out, and that was incredible, not just because of the numbers, but it's the body of Christ. And we had 100 pastors from 150 churches. Did I get that right? Yeah, 150 churches representing the ministry, your church, your ministry. Do you know what this base of operation does? Do you know that this church is a base of operation for 768 churches? Do you know that Sunday morning? Do you know that? That you are a very vital part of what takes place in 80 countries. You come to church, we're a part of a ministry worldwide. Greater Grace, what? World outreach. It's really incredible when you think about it. In Africa, 268 churches in 25 countries. And it's because, and I remember the time in 1993 when I left Africa, and after the first 6 years of being there, and there were six or seven churches. And then I remember leaving Uganda in 1999, and maybe there was 20 churches in Africa, and it is like mushroomed, not mushroom churches, but it's mushroomed to 268 churches. And that's because of the African pastors who are there and the body of Christ there, who are so engaged and involved with church planting and discipleship in Bible school. In Africa, we have 1,150 students taking Bible school, and every one of them watches ABD and Pastor Shala's class. In every semester of the curriculum, you have to watch two classes from Baltimore. Hello? Isn't that great? So their connect is incredible. And not only that, every pastor gets they get 12 messages a month from the pulpit. Every leader in Africa gets 12, every message that's preached, two on Sunday and one on Wednesday, they get to listen to them. By the way, English is important. I'm in the middle of helping Pastor Abouni learn English. He said, the most important thing for me to do, he said, this year is to continue to learn English. So I just got him three semesters of English classes in Ouagadougou, where he's learning English. And the only reason he wants to learn English is so he can hear the word clearly. Isn't that something? Huh? Not to communicate with me, just to be able to hear the word. And then we can talk. So we do a lot of sign language and stuff like that. But I think it's amazing. And it's a vision given by God. Dr. Stevens asked me one time, and you know the story, I was on my way to Italy to become a very large pizza eater as a missionary. And he said to me, did you ever pray about Africa? I said, no. He said, would you pray about Africa? I said, no. And he said, then I'll pray about you praying about Africa. And I ended up there. I ended up there in 86 going there. And two key messages that sent me to Africa. One was Psalm 16 that was preached in 1985 by Pastor Stevens in Springfield, Massachusetts. In his presence, there's fullness of joy. The other was Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1, 6, and 27, preached by Pastor Schaller, also, I think, at Starreton Chapel. I remember these two messages were like motivation for me to get moving and to forget about eating pizza in Italy and eat whatever is given to you in Africa. It's amazing. So God has done something incredible. And I love it how he starts off as Jesus says that I will build my church. And what was the rock but Jesus Christ himself? I will build my church upon this rock. The fact that Jesus is the Son of the living God. And upon this rock, I will build my church. By the way, he does the building. Amen? Amen. Who builds the church? He didn't say, I will build your church. He didn't say, you will build my church. He didn't say, you will build your church. He said, I will build my church. And that's the only church the gates of hell cannot prevail against. Amen? The gates is the word P-U-L-E in the Greek language, and it means the council and the powers of hell cannot prevail against the church. And you know what that says to me sometimes, or a lot of times, or all the time? Without the church, the gates of hell have access to me. Born again, washed in the blood, but without the church, the body of Christ, the gates of hell can prevail. And I'm not covered the way I could be and should be covered as I'm in the church. He says, I will build my church, and the gates of hell absolutely will not prevail. Amen? That's amazing. Then he says, the church is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And sometimes because we have been in places called church, but the name is there, but the life is void of that. There's no life there. It really isn't church. It's an organization. It's something that meets on a Sunday morning once in a while. And if I'm not careful, I can, through having had contact or have been in and under something that was called the church, but it wasn't really the body of Christ and it wasn't the fullness of God, I can have these mental scars that can take place that would prevent me when I meet the body of Christ to maybe not be engaged the way I should be or I could be because something's happened in my mind. I've been burned by churches, all right? That happened to me a number of times. And I was just about ready to give up and just open my Bible, read my Bible, and forget about this social interaction that I had been accustomed to and saying, this just doesn't work. This just doesn't work, you know. But then I found the church, the body of Christ. And the church is amazing. Can you say that? The church is amazing. Come on. Come on. Look at the person next to you and say, the church is amazing. The body of Christ is amazing. Are you doing that? Huh? The church is amazing. It's incredible. But as Satan tries to blind people's minds to the glorious gospel, so would he like to blind people's minds to the church. And maybe somebody's got a grasp on God and they're doing well, but somehow they're missing relationships in the body of Christ. They don't want anything to do with church. I think there's a lot of people throughout America and in Europe that are born again and they have a Bible, but somehow they're missing something. And that's a relationship with his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And I thought, that's just interesting. Because they have been in places at times that the church is something other than what the church ought to be. Now, let me give you some of the things that I think are so important about the church. In the church, you find the Bible, the Word of God, amen? It's not about an hour and a half of music. It's not an hour and a half of miracles. Thank God for miracles. It's not an hour and a half of collecting your money. You notice how quick he did it today, right? Not that it took about 3 or 4 minutes. But the church is a place where I have an opportunity to receive God's word. And you know, I found something out, and I think this is how God could work. Maybe not with you, but with me. So I'll just give myself as an example. I was reading the Bible and getting a lot out of the Bible, but when I stopped going to church, see, I need both a vertical and a horizontal so I can be balanced in my Christianity. If I have only a horizontal, then maybe God could somehow have me in a place where I don't understand what's going on horizontally, even though it's powerful and it's godly. And if I'm just into that vertical, all of a sudden I found God would cut me off vertically because he was sending me horizontally. I needed to be under a pulpit and in a church. Are you with me? We need both ministries, the vertical and the horizontal. And God so lovingly knows how to kind of like step back on one of them to get me to be balanced in my walk with God. Some people go, what do I need a church for? I meet this all the time on the streets. Who needs a church? I'm born again, I got a Bible, I'm sitting at home. Well, Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. So how's hell doing against you? Huh? Hello? Things aren't really going that well. Yeah, not well at all. So the church is where you learn the Bible. Bible school, is that what it is? Is that what starts next week? Bible college? Oh, by the way, you do know about coming to Africa July 21 through 26, right? I know you're mentioning Israel and all that, but I want to mention Africa. Pastor Shallow will be in Togo and Ghana this July. So sign up. I shouldn't be promoting that, but that's just me. I have to. Okay? So the church is where you find the Bible, God's word. Church has a Bible school. Oh, yeah. I can read on my own. I don't need to be. You know, every time I get involved with people, something goes wrong. Well, maybe that's something going wrong, something about you. Huh? I need to hear the word of God. I need to be taught the Bible. I need the interaction of living epistles. You are what? What are you? Living epistles. You are the Bible speaks. I got the word. I'm in the middle of people of the book. They think with God. This is church. You go to some churches and somebody does like a 16 to 27 second message on something. And then you say, well, what's going on here? Or they're not teaching the Bible at all. Or they're involved with some ritualistic things that go on, and it has nothing to do with the Bible. I come to church because I want to learn the Bible. Amen? And I don't come to a place because I've been saved since 1976. I've gone to Bible school. I've taught Bible school for decades that I think I know something. I want to be in a place where I'm ready to learn. Hello? Because the devil is more powerful in his attacks against me as we grow and we go on with God. And so I need to be advancing in the Bible. I need to grow, as Peter said in 2 Peter 3:18, grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the word of God increased, says it time and time again in the book of Acts. Hello? Praise the Lord for his word. Amen. Oh, by the way, he just happens to call himself the word. In case you think the word is not important, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Oh, so, well, is the Bible that important? And it's the thing that Satan would love to take out of the hands of the church and get them to be occupied with politics, government, celebrities, personality cults. Are you with me? Music only, prayer, miracles, finances. Get them to be occupied with everything but this what? This book. The Holy Bible. Set apart unto God, revealing the thoughts of God, the mind of God, the counsel of God, the purposes of God. Everything about my marriage is in this book. Everything about being single and being spiritual is in this book. Amen. How to raise children is what? In this book. Are you listening? Huh? Wow. You know, one thing I like about Africa is there's not a lot of other books. There's just nothing to read. That's great. And we don't have those fancy, what do you call those things? Computers? Pastor Eugene, you know a lot about those. And those are great. But there's not a lot of people occupied with books and technology because there isn't any. And even if you had the technological devices to use, maybe there's no electricity. Somebody says to me, I got you a hotel. It's got air conditioning. I said, tell me about the power. Is there any electricity? Because what good is an air conditioner when there's no electricity? It's not good at all. Okay, so let's talk about electricity first. Then we can talk about all the other things. Oh, well, it comes on once every 3 days. Yeah, I used to love a certain country in Africa. Like, you go 3 days without water and 3 days without power. Every week, you know, you have like 3 days of something. God bless my wife. You know that? She's not here, but God bless her. How she could cook with charcoal. Yeah, amazing. And store water. The church! The church! It's incredible. The church is where you find the word of God. The church is where you get grace. Talks about grace in the church in Ephesians chapter 1, 4 through 6, and Ephesians chapter 3, 1 through 7. You find grace, the grace of God. Yes, we receive grace personally, but I love the operation of grace in Acts 11, 19 through 26. When Barnabas went to Antioch, he saw grace. The word is eido. He saw it. He experienced grace. See, we can talk about grace, but I love experiencing it. Where do you experience grace? Where?
In the church.
Come on. Are you alive this morning? In the church. I experience grace in the church. I know I can experience grace in my personal walk with God. But the Bible says that the church, the body, is the fullness of him that filleth all in all. So do I want full grace? Hello? Where do you experience mercy? You can get it personally from God. But I love it when somebody gives me mercy when I sin against them or I fail. I experience mercy where?
In the church.
In the church. Boy, forgiveness. It's incredible how people can go on for years without experiencing that. I had a phone call this morning at, I don't even know what time it was. They forget that they're 5 hours ahead of us. So they're calling me, you're up, it's 9 o'clock. I said, it's 9 o'clock where you are. I said, right now it's about 4. They said, I just want to say thank you. I'm fully restored. This was a pastor. I'm fully restored. I'm back in the ministry. That initiation that you gave on mercy and the finished work and the message, I'm totally healed. I'm back. I'm back as a pastor. And I was like, wow. What great news that is at 4 o'clock in the morning. That'll wake you up, won't it? He experienced in his relationship when he came to convention, nobody mentioned anything that he had done or what has taken place in the last 2 years No one said a thing, even if he was in any way negative or anything, and he experienced mercy where?
In the church.
Where?
In the church.
Where do you experience the faithfulness of God? In your personal walk with God, I'm not taking away from that. Don't try to unbalance me. All right? Say he wasn't balanced. We experience God's faithfulness in our own personal lives, but we experience the faithfulness of God in the church. God took this church from Maine 50, 60 years ago, and here we are in 80 countries. That's called the what? The faithfulness of God. You experience it in the church. You hear the stories. You listen to the illustrations. You hear the Bible. God is faithful. And he's faithful where? In the church. Well, I wish I knew what my purpose was. I wish you knew enough to come to church more often. Because in the church, you'll experience the call of God and the purpose of God. I don't know what to do in my life. Well, I can kind of like look at that and say, I wonder, are you around much? By the way, every believer has five calls. Not telephone calls, five calls. You're called to Jesus Christ. You're called to the body of Christ, the church. You're called to be discipled. You're called to disciple others. And you're called to win the lost. That's a grace call. The call of God and the purpose of God for me is where? In the church. Even the word purpose, protithemi, means where I have been placed. Purpose is where I've been placed. I've been placed in Christ and in the what? In the what?
In the church.
In the church. My purpose is found in the church. I don't know what to do with my life. I've gone to counselors. I've gone to this person in the university. I've gone to this and that and all over the place. I've gone to family and whatnot. And I don't know what my purpose is. You'll find it where? In the church. My purpose is in the church. Find out that. And some people that are missing some of these things. Wow. Where do you find the glory of God? Ephesians 3:21. Glory of God is in the church. Read the Bible. The glory of God is in the church. The wisdom of God is in the church. The promises of God in the church. The Spirit of God is in the church. The Father's purpose and plan in the church. The Son of God, revelation of who he is in the church. It's in the church. Think I can say it enough? In the what? People say I'm a one-word message preacher. Exactly. Because it has to be embedded in my brain. It's in the church. And there's so many things that people are doing, and that's not what the church is. It's not, like I said, a political organization. It's not a place to come just to hear a concert. It's not any of that. It's not something that's been denominationalized. It's the church, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Praise the Lord for the church. How many times you can see that in the book of Ephesians to the praise of the glory of his grace, and it's in the church. God's glory is in the church. We praise him in the church. Can't say it enough. Couldn't make it in Christianity. I couldn't make it in Christianity without a church. I tried for a while from 1976 to 77, about a year. And I'll tell you, I was born again miserable. I was a miserable born again person. I didn't know what was going on in my life. But you know what? When I found the church, I found the body, I found life. I found purpose. I found what it was all about. I found God in the church. In the church. But because of Satan blinding people's minds and distorting the definition and the reality of what people think a church is, they kind of take it for granted. Oh, God, help me not to be familiar with his body, the church. Amen? I don't want to miss church. I'm not saying this to say anything about myself, but my wife and I, unless I'm sick or out of the country, I've never missed a church service in my life. And no reason. No reason. Not even the Super Bowl. Right? Because we changed the time. But if we didn't, I would be in church. And that doesn't mean if you didn't, something's wrong with you. But I'd be in church. I want to hear. By the way, what does it say in Revelation chapters 2 and chapter 3 as I close? He that has a ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the individual Christian, to a person. Let him hear seven times what the Spirit says to the church. I can be guaranteed I'm going to know what the Spirit's saying if I'm in the church. In my personal walk with God, yes. But you know what? Some people can get subjectively strange. This is what a guy told me, a pastor. God told me to leave my wife and marry this other woman. Sicko! He asked me what I thought. I said, sicko! You are a sicko! You need to be healed. What is that all about? I want to hear what the Spirit says to the church. That's a check against how God is leading me. I trust in the leading of God in my personal life, but I want to hear what the Spirit says to the what? To the church. The gifts of God are in the church. Gifted men and women are in the church. You find peace in the church. You find authority in the church. You find power in the church. I got about 35 things, but I won't go into them because we're closing. Father, thank you for the church. Thank you for the church. Pray with me. Thank you. Say it. Thank you for the church. Say it even louder. Thank you for the church. Thank you for the church. The fullness of him that filleth all in all. Our Christian school is in the church. Our Bible school is in the church. Our food bank's in the church. 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 The church. I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail. Wow. I want to draw closer to the church because I have a respect for the gates of hell in a way that I could be done under and done in. But I draw near to the church. The gates of hell could prevail against me individually alone, but it cannot prevail against the church. Thousands of years later, here we are, the church. Thank you. The church is marching on. The gates of hell will not prevail. Thank you, Jesus, for the church. Your body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. With our eyes closed and our heads bowed, if you are not born again, you don't even maybe understand what I'm talking about. But you can say, Jesus, come into my life and live in me. I want to know more about who you are as the head and about the body of Christ, the church. With our eyes closed, our heads bowed, simple prayer, Jesus, save me. Cleanse me of sin. Come into my life. Give me the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit of promise operates in the church. In my body, when I'm born again, and then in the church. We thank you. If that's your prayer today, whether you're on the internet or you're in the assembly, just put your hand up. Jesus, save me. Salvation is of Jesus Christ alone. Save me. Thank you today for the church. Bless our day today. Bring us back at 5:00 with a great expectation about the church. In his name we pray. Amen.